voice down. Oh,
that's what I do.
And some dogs like it, and others absolutely hate it.
Why do we always talk like we're talking to a baby when we're talking to dogs?
I know.
It's absolutely the oxytocin. It's just all of that pumping through our veins, which is the feel-good hormone. It's the nurturing hormone. So when we nurture, it actually has the same chemical effect on our body as when we're being nurtured. And it's the maternal thing. It makes us love our babies because it makes us feel good. And so we do it to dogs when we're just helplessly stroking their soft, fuzzy hair. Yeah.
That's so true. Yeah. I become Elmo when I'm around my dog.
Yeah, no, we totally can't help it. The other fun phenomenon, which is one of those great little scientific terms, is the term neoteny, which is the preservation of juvenile traits throughout adulthood, and it's a side effect of domestication. So when we bred for temperament all those years ago and continue in the golden retrievers, particularly to breed for temperament, we're breeding for perpetual Peter Pan syndrome. Makes their eyes bigger and makes them look more baby-esque, and they act more baby-esque, and we are more helpless to the larger levels of oxytocin pulsing through our veins because of those big doe eyes and that sweet baby expression and that big smile. It's all the science of this insane bond between people and dogs. 30,000 plus year old story, people and dogs. They are the quintessential human behavior observer and manipulator. That is their niche from thousands of years ago, where they found humans were good and were a good sugar daddy, right? And they hung out and we got some good stuff out of it, and so have they, and the story's just continued. A little more complicated in this day and age, but it's continued.
So tell me about this guy.
This is Rocky, Rock Lobster, and he was a client's dog who was a square peg in a round hole as a border collie living in a museum of a beautiful house in Asheville with an owner who did not sign up for a border collie and thought he was absolutely nuts when indeed he was just a pretty normal border collie. And I had a 30-acre farm at the time, so took him on, and he has continued to his ripe age of 10 at this point to be a heck of a micromanaging border collie. Mm-hmm. You learn to live with them and love them for who they are, and find ways to create what they need, and then they give you back what you need.
He needs projects or?
Oh, yeah. Well, he needs to feel like he's got everything lined up. He's not so much intensely hyper physically as he is concerned about law and order mentally. And that's a lot of what it is for them. They're just type A's. And so if you treat them like a, bless you, if you treat them like a type B, then they get stressed out. So he doesn't hang out at parties and cookouts. It's way too out of control for his taste. He prefers to be put away because he can't handle all the wild dysfunction of people running around, children and things like that. He also hates family Nerf wars, coincidentally, when we're all shooting each other with guns and shrieking and running through the house. He herds us. Yes, tells us to stop. It's very stressful. Yeah. You know, and we judge that like there's something wrong with the dog for that. All this sneezing he's doing, by the way, that's an anticipatory calming signal. So a lot of times dogs will do it when they like something. It's like a revving up towards something they're anticipating. He does a lot of it.
Wow, really? What about when they
yawn?
Yeah.
So the yawning is another calming signal. It's that there's some type of an internal conflict. You can think about it as if there's a but in there somewhere. Like there's this, but this. And so it might be that your dog yawns while you're putting your shoes on and they know they're going for a walk. They might sneeze and then yawn waiting on you. Like, I really want to go for a walk, but you're still tying your freaking shoes and taking forever as usual. So I sit here and go, yeah, and yawn. So you'll see that in that situation where they're having some conflict of interest. Shaking off is the other big one. Totally where the expression shake it off comes from. Dogs will shake off to let off a neurological charge of arousal, stress, or excitement. And so if something really stimulating or strange, unusual, exciting happens, stressful happens, you often will see your dog shake it off. If you look for it, it's a really fun thing to start paying attention to.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so cool. Any other little things that they do that...
A million.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Tail position,
important. Tail wagging does not necessarily mean that they like whatever it is and want it to come closer. A high tail wag is a distance increasing signal. It means go away. A low swoopy or circular tail wag is a distance decreasing signal. It means come closer. All sorts of little things that we misread that cause a lot of misunderstanding. This is just the beginning of getting the word out about a lot of that stuff.